Hi, I'm Gail Basser, and you're listening to the AT Tips Cast.
Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 23, recorded on November 9th, 2008. The tip for this episode is interactive and involves some audience participation. So crack your knuckles and follow along as we get into AT tip number 35, print screen. In order for you to participate along with this tip, you'll need to be seated in front of your computer. The directions I'm about to give are for PC computers. Of course, there are ways to do this on Macs as well, but for the sake of time, I'm going to just describe the PC method. I'll have links for how to do the same thing on a Mac over at the compendium blog site, attipscast.wordpress.com. In order to follow along, you need to make sure you're in front of the computer. Pause this now if you're not in front of the computer. Oh, and the computer does need to be turned on, too. Okay, ready? Here we go. Raise your right hand up in the air. Now point it up in the sky like you saw an airplane go by. Now, wiggle that finger around and around. If it helps, you can put your other hand on your hips. Now, put a little rhythm into it so your whole body is moving. Just pretend you're doing the hokey pokey. Go ahead, get into it now, and keep twirling that finger up above your head. If it helps, give yourself a little beat to groove to. Here, let me drop one here for you. Now, here comes the tip. When I say go, you bring that finger down. You're going to drop that finger right down on the print screen key on the keyboard. You see it down there? It's probably in the top right-hand corner of the keyboard someplace. Okay, see it? Great. When I say go, you drop that finger straight down as if it were a sledgehammer and you're trying to ring the bell at the carnival. Ready, set, go. Excellent. If you did it right, then absolutely nothing happened. Now, open up a new Microsoft Word document. Then, right-click on the screen and choose Paste. Ooh, I know, pretty amazing, right? Did you see what happened? A screenshot of what was on your screen when you hit Print Screen got pasted right there in the Word document. Pretty magical, huh? Just a few things to note. First, there's nothing special about Word that makes this happen. When you hit the print screen key, it saved the entire image on the screen to the clipboard of your computer. Therefore, any program that you can paste into will allow you to put that screen captured image into it. I just used Word in the example, but any program where you can paste will work. But Chris, I don't want the whole screen. I just want part of the screen. What do I do then? Good question, and there are two answers. If you press Alt plus Print Screen at the same time, only the active window gets captured. That means the window on top gets captured. The other thing you can do, if you only need part of the screen, is to paste into a picture editing program like Paint, where other adjustments can be made to edit the picture. Now, as you rest your finger from all that hard work, let's talk application. How can this be used for students? First, capturing the screen is a great form of data collection. Anytime a student has been working on a website that doesn't have a save feature, you can just capture what was on the screen as documentation of how the student used the website. Second, the screen capture tool can be useful for making step-by-step how-tos or task cards with visual directions. Students, heck, other teachers, can use the directions and screenshots to help them navigate different applications on the computer. Have you ever had to explain the error message that appeared on a screen, and you're like, it said something like, gobbledygook error message 403B blah blah blah? Well, using screen capturing, you can just take a screenshot and send it on with the note, this is the error I'm getting. Now, sure, there are some super cool programs that will help you with capturing the screen. Snagit and Capture-It are the two biggies that come to mind, but the screen capture function is a built-in component to the operating system. That means there's no extra software to buy. So once your finger stops cramping, geez, eat a banana for goodness sake, start wiggling it again and get it ready to take another screen capture using Print Screen. A few weeks ago, I was lucky enough to attend a workshop in Maryland presented by Dr. Penny Reed and Gail Bowser. I had the opportunity to chat with them for a few minutes, and I told them about the AT Tips cast. They were very cordial and eagerly agreed to do the bumpers, one of which you heard on this episode. Then, on top of that, they even agreed to have their picture taken with yours truly. I've got that picture up at attipscast.wordpress.com, and I encourage you to check it out because it's kind of a hoot. The workshop was on differentiating instruction, universal design for learning, and response to intervention. It was very interesting and enlightening. I highly recommend catching up with them and hearing what they have to say if you get the chance. That about wraps it up for this episode. In case you were wondering, the big top secret AT project I was working on is finished. For now. I'll have some more work to do on that in a few weeks, but it's done for now. So in the meantime, I hope you check out the AT Tippers group on Facebook and Classroom 2.0. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, whatever, I'd love to hear from you. Please send me an email at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive and may all your strategies be supportive.